With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tropical Storm Debbie is churning across the Gulf of Mexico and heading for Florida.
The National Hurricane Center says a powerful storm is likely to bring flooding to much of Florida's Gulf Coast, along with Georgia and the Carolinas, by Monday. Senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin.
Biggest widespread threat to this system will be heavy rain, because it will likely linger over the southeastern United States for several days after it makes landfall.
In Florida, residents like Justin Willis filling sandbags, telling WFTS, better safe than sorry.
Florida is always unpredictable, so, I mean, it's always to be, you know, better prepared than not be prepared.
I'm Julie Walker.
More than 6,000 firefighters are battling California's Park Fire, and that's just one of 16 active wildfires in the state. David Acuna is with CAL FIRE.
Are our firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May, and now here we are at the beginning of August, which traditionally is when the old term fire season, this is when fires would pick up. Now we refer to it as a fire year, because we can literally have fires anywhere in California between January and December.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump took aim at a fellow Republican during a campaign rally in Atlanta. He assailed GOP Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, blaming him for his loss to Joe Biden in 2020. And he claimed there's more bad news coming for another 4 years of Harris-Biden policies.
It was announced that unemployment is surging, with 350,000 Americans joining the unemployment rolls just last month. Tell you what, we could end up in a depression. We could end up in World War III and a depression. How about that?
Vice President Harris will soon announce a running mate. They'll appear together starting on Tuesday. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Olympic organizers continued to take heat for the opening ceremony, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of the Last Supper. This is SRN News. Wall Street goes back to work this week amid heightened fears that the U.S. economy is on the verge of slipping into a recession.
Those recession fears are being fed by a dismal July employment report. American employers added just 114,000 jobs, far fewer than expected. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. That has investors on edge, as evidenced by Friday's huge Wall Street sell-off. The Dow plunged 610 points, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq dropped into correction territory. And there are fears the Fed may have missed the boat on cutting interest rates. Rich Thomason reporting.
The growing number of people dying without sufficient cooling during extreme heat underscores the necessity of air conditioning in many areas affected by rising summer temperatures, especially true for people over 60 who live in older mobile homes, trailers, and RVs that lack proper insulation. More details at SRNnews.com.